Today's episode of Talking Games is brought to you by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Thanks. We're also brought to you by the wonderful people over at the Chicago Podcast Co-op. That is a cooperative of other podcasts located here and produced here in Chicago, Illinois, that are sponsored by other businesses and projects that help podcasts and products get into people's hands. You can find other amazing podcasts on the Chicago Podcast Co-op, like Friendshipping, which is brought to you by Jen and Trent, two people who happen to be on our wonderful live stream for Let's Play earlier last year. Jen and Trent are two wonderful people, and they help other people listen to their hearts and find easy ways to be better friends. Follow them on Twitter, follow them in life. They are gurus to everyone. Now, I bet you're asking yourself right now, why is Kellen the only one talking? Well, folks, unfortunately, there was a bit of a miscommunication, and all of us happen to be in different parts of the world at the time of this recording. Obviously, Tim and his wonderful, wonderful girlfriend, Lisa, are in the state of Florida at the Disney World Vacation Center, enjoying themselves a great time, also trying to help their future presidential candidate, Marco Rubio, secure some voters down there. So we wish them the best of luck. Clayton, I believe, thought we were going to be doing something in the sewer. He sent me a text message about lead poisoning in the water in Chicago. I'm not sure, but he said that I needed to meet him, I believe, at Ohio, Lower Wacker and State Street, something about a leak. I'm not sure what's going on, but he told me I need to meet him there, so I figured I would record this ad first and then get to you. So we're going to be doing a little best of episode. This is some of the best moments that we've had over the few years of the podcast. Please enjoy. If you like the episode, please leave us a review on iTunes. We read any review that somebody would leave for us. That means we will literally read anything. We've had reviews for products. We've had some great reviews from people's experience at Christmas time. But please, find us on iTunes. Leave us a review. 4 stars, please. 5 stars. No one takes it seriously. 4 stars, 4.5 stars. That helps our aggregate. And leaving a review, we will read it on the pod. So without further ado, this is Best of the Talking Games Podcast. Hope you enjoy.
Oh, wow.
Hi, Mr. Moorhead. We're the people
I
that
know.
Own the...
I know. You're the folks who own the club. My mom told me you were coming.
Oh, yeah. We met her downstairs. What a lovely lady.
Keep that door open up there, Ralphie! No monkey business!
Leave me alone! I got friends over!
That's right, Albie. We are your friends. At least we'd like to be.
Yeah. Hey, I see you have a Viewmaster. I love these things. May I?
What's going on up there? Albie, what did I tell you about monkey business?
There's nothing going on! Shut up!
Excuse, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. It's her fault. Now, look, Bunny, I don't think you understand. I called you here because I wanted to help Lowell.
Oh, nuts. I'm tired of hearing about Lowell. I'm tired of being married. I'm tired of being stuck out on that leaky old boat. What good are these gifts that God and Dr. Parks have given me if I don't use them? I want to break out and live a little. And you're just the type of guy I'd like to break out with. In fact, you're both that type of guy. You know, I've always had this fantasy.
What? Pilots?
No, but that's a good one.
Brothers?
Well, sure, brothers. But that's not it either. Co-workers.
Co-workers?
Yeah, I've always wanted to make it with a couple of co-workers.
Well, Bunny, I'm sorry, but that is just not going to happen, is it?
No, it's not.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to happen.
Babe, you know how I've been complaining I can never get a hold of Lowell when I need him?
Uh-huh.
Well, my communication problems are over. Watch this. Hey, Lowell, I need you at the counter.
Hey, Roy, how you doing?
Did you see that, babe? This thing works like a charm.
Have you seen that walkie-talkie you gave me? There it is. Now, if you need me, call me on this thing and I'll be here on the double.
I'm sorry, sir, but you really can't take that on board. Our luggage bins are too small and it won't fit under the seats.
Oh, no. Isn't there any way I can get this on the plane? It's a brand new golf bag.
I'm sorry.
How about if I bought a seat for it?
I'm afraid we're all booked up.
Well, then here. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you, too. Oh, Joe, we're doing a lot better than last Christmas.
Is Brian here?
No, he went to Boston.
Damn. Well, when's he gonna be back?
I don't know, dear. What's wrong?
Oh, well, we had kind of a fight. I was hoping to patch things up with him.
Well, since you're free and, all leathered up, why don't you come over to my place and I'll fire up the old hot tub?
Sounds good. You bring the towels, I'll bring the electric toaster.
I don't ask twice.
I was just enjoying the sights. Here, take a look. There's still time left on my quarter.
Oh, you know, as residents, we tend to take the natural wonders of this island for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Is that new baggage handler a bodybuilder?
Nice buns, huh?
Oh, gosh, I really hadn't noticed.
The time's up. I'll get another quarter.
Better bring a roll.
You guys, you should see Joe carrying on out there. He's acting like a little kid.
Well, he's just excited because they're gorgeous models.
Oh, come on. They're not even that good looking, really, when you take away the hairdos and all the makeup and the perfect bodies. I mean, what do you have?
The woman I went out with last night.
Hackett, you are as transparent as glass. You shackled yourself to Lambert, now it's killing you.
Now, he didn't shackle himself to anyone. He made a very mature decision based on love and caring, and he couldn't be happier.
What she said.
It is not natural for a guy to look at the same woman for the rest of his life.
Well, or in your case, until you run out of quarters.
Brian knows exactly what he's doing, don't you, Brian? Brian, defend yourself here.
Oh, he can't. He's too busy staring at that babe over there on the phone.
Oh, come on. I mean, listen, even though, yes, I'm in a committed relationship, but that doesn't mean I can't look at a beautiful woman. I'm a guy.
Yeah.
Come on, Brian. We're late for a meeting at the bank. Hey, Joe, cover me, will you? I'm too bummed out about Alex to go. Oh, look at her, will you? Oh, I gotta get her back somehow. I'll do anything. You got any advice?
Yeah, give it up. Brian, look, it's over. You gotta accept that. Quit now while you still have a little shred of dignity.
Attention, Sandpiper passengers. Today's 5:30 flight to Boston is...
Wait, can I just borrow this for 1 second? Just 1 second. This is for that little lady sitting right over there. Alex? Hey, it's me, Brian. I'm not lying when I tell you I'm crying. My heart is frying. Whatever you're selling, I'm buying. 'Cause inside I'm dying.
You're dying out here too, pal.
So, Alex, I just found out that nothing rhymes with Alex. Except for maybe. No, nothing rhymes with Alex. So please, please come back to me.
Brian, that you would do this, that you would embarrass and humiliate yourself in front of all these people.
Yes.
Well, it tells me something. You're an even bigger idiot than I thought.
One more time!
So how come I haven't seen you around here before?
Well, I've been living in the biosphere.
Oh. Is that near Disney World?
You know, the biosphere is the hydroponic, forget it. What's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa.
Oh, but next week, I'm changing it to Sri Lisaji when I convert to Hinduism.
Wow, you're converting? What are you now?
Well, I'm the shampoo girl down at Yankee Doodle Scissors. Look, I'll be right back, okay? Don't go nowhere.
Hey, Brian.
What are you doing here? I heard you were practically married.
Oh, are you kidding me? I'll be doing this when I'm 60.
Hey, Cookie.
I'm Brian, and you are gorgeous. Let's say I buy you a little drink, huh? Okay, it's okay. The more you drink, the better I look, huh? Hey there, sugar bumps. You, want to dance?
There's no music.
That's okay. I got the music in me.
Huh? Good. Keep it there.
Be a time bell. Mine usual. Hoo-wah!
Brian? Brian? Are you still here?
Huh?
Huh?
Hi. You know what? I gotta go.
Well, where are you going?
Well, I just got a call from the biosphere. Bed check in an hour.
Scarpacci, what the hell's the matter with you? You're as white as a ghost.
I almost had a head-on collision. In fact, I'm still a little shaken.
Oh, that's terrible. Say, do you have two tins for 20?
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure. I was right near the post office, you know. This truck, it just swerved into my lane.
My God, you could have been killed. My change?
Sorry. So, anyway, the last second, you know, I just turned out of the way. We missed each other by this much. I thought I was going to die.
You poor guy. Are you sure you're okay? My change, remember?
I am sorry, Roy. Where is my head? I'm feeling a little better. Hey. Thanks for listening.
Hey, what are friends for? Hey, Scarpacci. Drive carefully.
My Antonio, you certainly look different today.
Well, I thought it was time for a new image, you know. Something a little more sophisticated. What do you think?
Like a tango instructor on a cruise ship.
You don't think I went a little crazy with the moose?
You're doing this for Casey, aren't you?
Well, yeah. I'm a little sick and tired of her treating me like I'm a totally invisible. Sometimes I think, you know, she wouldn't even notice me if I was on a fire.
Oh, no, I'm sure you're exaggerating.
Here she comes.
This your first time?
Yes.
I give blood all the time.
Just between you and me, I'll do anything for a sugar cookie.
I'll give you mine if you'll shut up. I'm starting to feel a little woozy.
You just have to get your mind off the fact that there's a steel needle plunged into your vein. I have an idea. Let's have a contest to see who can fill their bag faster.
Nurse? Nurse, come on, look at that blood gush.
Oh my God, isn't that the guy from the soft drink commercial?
Oh yeah, the construction worker who takes off his shirt.
He's the most incredible body. Let's go meet him.
Hey, hi, I'm Helen Chappell.
Hi, I'm Alex Lambert, and we recognize you from your commercial.
Will you take off your shirt?
No, it's okay. People ask me to do that all the time. I don't mind. No, I think the zipper's stuck here.
Here, let me try to get it. It's stuck on the fabric.
Oh, here, move over. Let me dry.
No.
Announcing final boarding of Aeromass Flight 23 to New York through Gate 1.
Time! We need more time!
No, I'm really sorry. I have to go.
Allow me.
Thank you so much. Nice meeting you, ladies.
Did you read about that village in Peru where they lived to be almost 90? Nothing.
Oh, wow. Bruin's got a new defenseman.
Huh?
Nothing. Well, I'm gonna get back to work. Us having lunch together was a great idea.
Yeah, it really gave us a chance to talk.
Got ready for some leg presses, huh? 300. About my weight. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Little help. Here, little help. You need some help? Yeah, Joe. Little help.
There we go. Little help.
Oh, no. Little help.
No, not hindrance. No, not hindrance. Help.
No, help.
See you around, Ace. I'm gonna go do a guts and butts class.
I'm right behind you.
Oh, boy. Oh, I got a wedgie happening here you wouldn't believe.
Here you go. One hungry man's breakfast hot off the grill.
Ah, thanks. Looks terrific. Starving.
Attention, please. This is the first and final boarding call for Aeromass, flight 19 to Boston.
Oh, jeez.
I repeat, this is the final boarding call.
Why does this always happen to me?
Have a nice flight.
Yeah, well.
Thank you for flying Aeromass.
Thinking, Dot Man.
Snowman.
Well, why didn't you just do this?
It's another way to go.
used to be a meat eater like yourself, but not anymore. Do I miss it? You bet I do. But when I'm tempted to try meat, I just have a look at this. That, my friend, is the large intestine of a 55-year-old meat eater. Have a nice day.
Hey, Lowell, how about you and me going out and have a couple of beers, eh?
No, thanks. I gotta get home. Wife called. I got 2 inches of water in the living room.
Was your roof leaking?
No, it's the floor. I live on a boat.
Hey, Faye, how about you? Got any plans for tonight?
Oh, my, yes. This is the night I thaw out food for the weekend. I'll see you tomorrow.
Night, Hackett.
Night, Roy. Hey, Roy, how about you and me? Night, Roy.
What a bunch of losers. As far as I'm concerned, chicks are like buses. You miss one, another one will come along before you know it.
Your dates are very much like buses, Roy. They're loud, they belch smoke, and can be picked up pretty much on any street corner.
That was delicious.
Roy, do you have to do that after every meal?
Well, I'm sorry, Helen. I've got some stuck back here. Well, there she goes. Pork.
Roy, you just had a tuna fish sandwich. Pork was yesterday's special.
Your point being...
In case you're curious, there's a big hairy spider on your collar.
Oh, whoa, get it off. Get it off. I hate spiders. Somebody help me. Come on, somebody help me.
It's a belly dance. Joe, the belly dance.
Where's the pilot? We should have been in the air by now.
This is ridiculous. We've been sitting here for 10 minutes.
Well, I, for one, am outraged. I don't know about you guys, but I've got to get to Boston.
Hey, buddy, what are you doing anyway?
How hard could it be to fly one of these things, huh? Hey, what do you know? Got lucky in the first try.
You really think you should be touching that stuff? Ow!
Hey, who says you need a pilot's license? Hell, it took my driver's license away from me, and I still drive.
Joe, is there something a little eerie about this flight? I mean, I think it's this tour group that you booked. Not one of them has said a word since they got on the plane. And something's wrong here. Something's terribly, terribly wrong. I mean, it's almost as if they've turned into mannequins!
Ah! Thanks for the ride. Very smooth. Is a little something for you,
Listen, no, sir. I own this airline. It's really not necessary. Listen, is there anything else I could do for you? Get your bags, make dinner reservations, armor all your suit?
Oh, Faye, do I look as bad as I feel?
I don't know. Do you feel like death warmed over?
Yes, I do.
See, Joe, that wasn't so hard to figure out.
I just can't take it anymore. This is the third night in a row. Colleen keeps calling at all hours, and Brian refuses to talk to her. So, as usual, it's me that has to answer the phone.
Well, why don't you just let it ring?
You can't do that.
Of course you can.
No, you can't. You have to answer the phone.
Says who?
Aren't you going to answer that?
No. And neither are you. Feel the freedom, Joe. Feel the power of not answering a ringing phone. Now, don't you feel better?
No.
Oh, well, come on, Joe. Think about it. How many phone calls in your life have been so important they couldn't wait?
Faye, your neighbor's been trying to reach you. Your garage is on fire.
Oh, my God.
Ah, gee whiz, Mrs. Hackett. If you make Joey go out there with a jacket, the other fellows will really give him the business.
Look, we'll go out there, we'll run around, we'll get warmed up. If I wear a jacket, I'll just get overheated. Besides, you're not the boss of me.
Well, fine. But when you are sick in bed, don't come whining to me. Helen, bring me aspirin. Helen, bring me orange juice.
me nose drops. Helen? Helen!
So, Joe, whatever happened to that little brother of yours? He used to be such a brat.
Well, Casey, like all the rest of us, Brian has grown up now. As a matter of fact, he's my business partner.
Hey, Joey, check out this great water pistol I got out of Lost and Found. It fires when you yell, fire! Fire! Fire!
Oh, my God. Casey Chappell, how are you? My God. Well, I've been drier. Hi.
Holy cow, your hair.
Don't you just love it?
Casey, it's really bad.
I know. I feel like suing that awful place.
Well, why don't you just head on down to Yankee Doodle Lawyers?
Casey, I'm really sorry. Can't believe my salon did that to you.
They didn't. I was on my way to your place when I passed this classy-looking little French salon, Bivaux's.
I don't remember a place named Bivaux's on the island.
Wait a second. You don't mean Bivaux's. You mean my cousin Bivaux's. Hey, what an American success story. I mean, today he owns a beauty salon. Yesterday he was shaving dogs and cats for surgery.
To a dog groomer.
Oh, there, Casey. It's not so bad. Is there something we can get for you? Water? Aspirin? Snossage?
Oh, my God.
Hey, Brian, just pretend I'm not here, all right? I'm burning off this roll, so just act natural.
Okay.
Come on, would you quit screwing around? I just want
to... Okay.
All right, you know what? Just forget it. All right,
suit yourself.
Thanks a lot for your cooperation.
Joe, the computer's on the blink again. Would you take a look at it?
Natural, huh? I'll give you natural. Smile! Hey, listen, I'm sorry I gave you such a hard time. I took a picture of myself for you.
You didn't make a goofy face, did you?
Grow up.
What is that?
It's our wedding schedule.
You have a wedding schedule?
Well, look, I know this seems a little bit retentive, but thanks to this schedule right here, our wedding is going to run like a well-oiled machine. Right now, the cake is en route, the flowers are being delivered, and Brian is at the store picking up our tuxes. Crawled into my bed by mistake.
Oh, it was a mistake, all right. It was the biggest mistake of my life.
Really? You weren't complaining very much a few hours ago. Or have you forgotten somebody screaming, yes, yes, take me home, monkey man?
Don't flatter yourself. I was way overdue. Way, way overdue.
Oh, jeez.
What?
It's 9:30. I should have been at the tuxedo shop an hour ago.
Oh, my God. Supposed to be at the hotel doing Helen's hair and makeup. Let go.
No, you let go.
I am not walking across this room stark naked.
Why? Didn't stop you last night from doing a backflip and singing the Wisconsin High fight song stark naked.
I have got to get out of here and take the longest shower of my life.
Let go of it.
Over my dead body.
No, thanks. Already been there.
Hello?
Hello.
Look, about last night.
What about it?
Well, you didn't go blabbing to your brother, did you?
Of course not. As far as I'm concerned, nothing happened.
Well, you got that right. Nothing happened.
Absolutely. Nothing happened.
3 times.
7 times for me. I gotta get these eye drops.
Yeah, I gotta get this touch to Joe. Oh, damn.
I know. What's wrong with us?
We're sick! Hi, honey.
Joe, why is your hand in the toilet?
I'm stuck.
We're supposed to get married right now, and your hand is stuck in the toilet? Oh, I don't think so.
Helen, no.
All the stupid, idiotic things to do on our wedding day. What possessed you to put your hand in the toilet?
Your ring fell in.
Oh, hold on, baby. Don't let that sucker go.
Look, we have to do something. Has anyone thought of using a bar of soap?
You know, MacGyver once used a bar of soap to shut down a nuclear reactor.
I think I remember seeing a bar of soap in the linen closet across the hall. Casey, would you like to look for it with me?
Oh, yes, Brian, I would. That is a good idea.
Let's face it, this is a total waste of time. We have absolutely nothing in common.
Less than nothing.
Yeah, and if we have nothing in common, we can't date.
There's a tragedy.
And if we can't date, we certainly cannot sleep together anymore.
Hey, that's just crazy talk. Mom, there's got to be something we have in common. Think.
Okay. I know. Romantic walks on moonlit beaches.
Forget it. Last time I was on one, some guy stole my pants. Okay, I got it. Disneyland, huh? Everybody loves Disneyland.
Not me.
Oh, come on, what's not to like about Disneyland?
Well, I recently had a recovered memory about Jiminy Cricket.
Hey, I have Tinkerbell issues. But I don't let it ruin the whole park for me.
I can't believe you almost lost control of the plane because you were scarfing down a chicken leg.
I was hungry. Hardly had any breakfast.
Those grand slams aren't nearly as big as they look in the picture.
Oh, would you stop eating for 2 minutes?
What is going on in here? I can hear you guys halfway across the terminal.
Look, Brian, you better get it together, okay? Because this is the last time I'm going to cover your butt. And, you might want to eat a salad every once in a while, or it's the last time anything's going to cover your butt.
Can't believe you said that. Like I have a big butt.
Don't take this the wrong way, honey, but you got an ass the size of Trigger's.
I guess I was 18 when I knew insurance was going to be my life. God, I love it. Just the other day, I was talking to this guy, 40 years old, married, 2 kids. Wants a $50,000 universal life policy. I said to him, my friend, you're a smoker, your family has a history of heart disease, and you're in a high-risk occupation. I mean, according to my actuarial table, this guy is just a... okay. Sorry, you know, you get me talking about insurance. I just lose myself.
Yeah. Hey, who doesn't, huh?
Yeah. By the way, what company carries the policy on your plane? You know, I bet their rate on a $1 million comprehensive can't compare to the rate of...